Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast, week 28.
Welcome to Talking Tummies, where week by week our experts will give you advice and information to help and support you and your baby. Each week, we'll bring you up to date with how your baby's developing and hear from some other mums and mums-to-be about how they're enjoying and coping with their pregnancy. Don't forget, you can listen again at any point, or if you're after information about a particular topic, look at the Talking Tummies page on the Discovery Home and Health website. That's homeandhealthtv.co.uk.
We have some preconceptions of what it's going to be like. We have absolutely no idea whether it's going to live up to them or not. But really, one of the things we've gone along for is because we don't really know that many people in our area. And we've heard it's a really good idea to go along to antenatal classes to meet couples who are at exactly the same stage as you.
It's week 28 of your pregnancy. And in this week's show, we'll be discussing the benefits of antenatal classes. More on that later, but first, what's going on inside your tummy?
What's going on?
This week, your baby weighs around 870 grams, or 30 ounces, and is 8.2 inches, or 21 centimetres in length. Your baby's body is getting plump and rounded, with most of the weight increase made up of muscle tissue and bone. You may start to feel what at first seems like gentle kicking, but is more rhythmic and regular. This, believe it or not, is your baby hiccuping and is no cause for concern. It's not fully understood why this happens, but it doesn't have any ill effect on your baby. You may be sick of being pregnant by this last trimester, joking that you wish it would come early. But premature labour is no joke and is not something to wish for. However, it's good to be aware what labour might feel like, so if you do go into labour early, you can let your midwife or local labour ward know as soon as possible. Every woman's labour is different, but generally it starts off like period pain. Some women feel contractions when your tummy tightens and goes very hard. Some women experience acute or continuous vomiting. You may have a show of blood or your waters may break, but some women don't see anything at all. If your waters do break, however far along you are in pregnancy, tell your local labour ward as soon as you can, as they will want to keep an eye on you to avoid infection now the amniotic fluid has been disrupted. There are ways to reduce the risk of premature labour, such as giving up smoking as early in the pregnancy as you can, making sure you get any vaginal or urinary infections treated promptly, avoiding stress, and reporting any symptoms such as swollen ankles, blood loss or fluid loss to your midwife or GP. Many women are concerned about whether or not they will be able to breastfeed. Don't be too concerned about the shape or size of your nipples. Babies generally manage to breastfeed perfectly well, whatever they look like. If you are worried, ask your midwife or breastfeeding counsellor. If you are interested in finding out about breastfeeding or a topic that isn't in this week's show, go to the pregnancy section of the Discovery Home and Health website at homeandhealthtv.co.uk. From there, you'll be able to access details of all the shows in the series and interact in the pregnancy forum, where you can share and swap tips with other mums and mums-to-be.
An expert update.
About this time in pregnancy, many mums-to-be might begin to feel a little, well, bunged up. But there are some basic steps you can take to get things moving. Nutrition expert Ravinda Lilly.
Many people get constipation because of pregnancy hormones, again, slowing down your system. It's important to make sure you have plenty of fluids while you're pregnant to keep things moving and prevent things like constipation and the dreaded hemorrhoids, and have lots of fibre in your diet as well. So concentrate on whole grains, fruit and vegetables, but do not forget to have the water, 6 to 8 glasses a day.
This week or next, you may be going to your first antenatal classes. So what can you expect? Midwife Nikki Khan.
They used to be called parentcraft classes. Now, they do have elements of parentcraft, but they're also an awful lot to do with preparation for the birth. So they show you aspects of pain relief, about the labour itself, positions in labour. They show your partner how to do massage techniques. They also show you about how your baby's growing at different stages throughout the pregnancy and how to cope with the little complications of pregnancy, such as constipation, such as diet. They even have people coming to talk to you, such as dietitians, physiotherapists. So it's a very good source of information for you and your partner. It's a great meeting point as well, and often friendships that are made at antenatal classes carry on after the baby's born. It's very important for your partner to get to know other fathers-to-be and to talk about their experiences. It's a great source of knowledge for him and a great way of him being able to expose his fears, because he probably won't voice them to you, but he will voice them to other male members of the group.
Talking Tummies. So what do mums-to-be want from antenatal classes?
There are two sorts that I had a choice between, I felt. One was the NHS classes and the other one's the NCT. And I've chosen the NCT route, but with a couple of classes from the NHS kind of that I'd heard were particularly good to kind of complement it. And you can do that, which is brilliant. You pay for the NCT classes, but I believe if you can't afford it, they'll supplement it to whatever for you. Why did I choose to go? It was actually about finding friends and a network of people when I stop work and leave my job in London and I'm settled in this town properly, and I turn around on a Wednesday morning and realise I haven't got anyone to talk to about something. I really wanted to get a network of friends in the same boat together, really, and it's worked brilliantly.
Well, I've got my first antenatal class coming up tomorrow night. So we've had all the paperwork. We have some preconceptions of what it's going to be like. We have absolutely no idea whether it's going to live up to them or not. But really, one of the things we've gone along for is because we don't really know that many people in our area. And we've heard it's a really good idea to go along to antenatal classes to meet couples who are at exactly the same stage as you, just as nervous as you, and somebody who, after the big event when the baby's arrived, you've got somebody to ring up and swap stories with and meet up for a cup of coffee and generally find out not only about the baby and the birth, but life afterwards as well. So, yeah, we'll be going along tomorrow night and making friends, we hope.
Well, I've only done one. A bit slow in the uptake. So all I've done is a breastfeeding class, which was through the NHS. And I didn't really expect to enjoy it. I thought perhaps I'd be patronised, or that I wouldn't necessarily agree with what they were saying, or that it would be very much sitting around in a circle and kind of connecting. But it really wasn't like that. It was absolutely fantastic. I was really impressed. I went last week, and it was a sort of 2-hour slot. And because I've got two friends who've just had babies a couple of months ago, all I'm hearing is how difficult it is to breastfeed and how painful it is. And I was beginning to feel quite negative about it, you know, even before I've given birth. And I felt completely uplifted. I mean, I'm sure that was the intention of this talk, but I really did. I felt that I could do it. She made it incredibly simple. She sort of broke it down into a few simple pointers that, as long as you remember those, I think you'd feel confident immediately sort of handling the baby and just understanding how the baby is actually going to get to the breast initially and latch on. So I felt so much more confident leaving that first antenatal class.
With only a couple of months to go, in next week's show we'll be finding out about your birth planning and how to manage the anxieties you might be feeling. Talking Tummies, the Discovery Home and Health Pregnancy Podcast.